Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Well, we're about 35 minutes from the games at Moda Center. Tonight's USC-UConn game tipping off. It'll be Juju Watkins and USC against UConn and the machine that they are. Caitlin Clark in Iowa currently leading LSU by 3 with 8:37 to go in the third quarter. Tobias Reed is the state treasurer here in the state of Oregon. He is a dad. I saw him with his daughter at Moda Center over the weekend. They were enjoying the Portland Regional. He is also running for Secretary of State. He'll be on your ballot coming up in November. Is that right, in November? Tobias Reed joining us.
I hope so. I hope so, John. Nice to talk to you. The first ballot is 7 weeks from tomorrow, the primary. So I'll be on Democrats' ballots in the primary, and then if we succeed, I'll be on everyone's ballot in November.
How is that for you when you're at Moda Center, walking around with your kid? She seemed delighted, by the way. She seemed like she's having the time of her life watching college basketball. But you're also a public figure there, kind of walking around and, you know, you're shaking hands and talking to people.
Well, it's one of the nice things about being a basketball father in those contexts. Most people don't realize there is a state treasurer or a secretary of state, let alone who has that role. So I'm just a basketball fan and a father in those situations. But I'm excited about the race. Excited about bringing what I've learned at Treasury to the Secretary of State's race. But I'm also excited, not only were we there last night, not that I'm trying to end our conversation, but when you're done with me, we're going to go watch UConn and USC as well. You're right. She had a great time, and we're going back.
My 7-year-old is the biggest Juju Watkins fan in America right now, and she's like dying to. She's going to have to watch it on TV tonight because school night, early night for her.
Yeah.
But she had a blast, and it was neat to see fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, a lot of women in the crowd who had played basketball at some level themselves.
Yes.
I got a little bit glassy-eyed kind of seeing the scene.
Me too. I was excited. Our daughter, we've gone to a bunch of college games this year. We saw Juju and USC in Corvallis. We went and watched my alma mater, Willamette, and to our daughter's credit, she spotted two Willamette players in the wild who were a few rows in front of us. So this is a great example of how we're making it normal. And how great is it, by the way, that we're now debating who's a heroic figure and who's a villain in the world of women's college basketball? We've arrived, I think.
Yeah, and I think the state of Oregon, city of Portland, I think got a win hosting the event. Tobias Reed with us as treasurer here in the state of Oregon, running for Oregon Secretary of State in the upcoming election. Give me an idea. You know, I felt like the city cleaned up the area around Moda Center. I even think there was some cleanup downtown. What more can we do to kind of keep that momentum going? Because I think the city needed a win. I'm going to call this thing a win.
I think you should, and I think all of us can take some pride in that. This is a good example of the community coming together to solve some of these problems, to figure out how we establish some momentum, and we should keep it up because more people understanding what a wonderful place we're lucky enough to live in, more people wanting to be here, more people wanting to be in the downtown core that's going to help jumpstart the economy and continue to improve things. These are all great things. And I know there are lots of other challenging issues in front of us, from affordable housing to the issues that the legislature has been debating around drug use and various other things. But for a moment, be reminded of what a power sport has to unite people and bring people together and feel optimism and ambition. It's a wonderful thing, and we need plenty more of it.
I like having you on to talk about this because often I think we'll talk about sports things and we feel distanced from the state capitol or distanced from City Hall. And so it's neat, I think, to see you as a regular person walking around that building as a sports fan. And I know you've, you got a daughter who plays sports. You've been in the youth sports scene. What can you take as a youth sports parent that you could apply to the job as Secretary of State?
Just the, I think the recognition that people are living their lives and trying to get their kids to do their homework as, and they go to practice, to keep their job, to keep dinner on the table, and that the complicated lives that we all lead don't necessarily accommodate foolishness and disagreement. I think people just want things to work, and that's one of the things that I've been really focused on as state treasurer and what I want to bring to the issue of or to the office of Secretary of State. We got things that, that need to happen in the Secretary of State's office just to have elections that people have confidence in, to have an auditor that is going to be driven by real risk, not by politics. And I admit I'm not the flashiest guy in politics, but I have the same kind of attitude there that I do as a sports fan and a sports parent, which is let people do their work, focus on getting better and execution.
Tobias Reid with us. He is the treasurer in the state of Oregon running for Secretary of State. Help our listeners understand, Secretary of State, when you talk about the presidential cabinet versus the state level, how different are those jobs?
Yeah, I had somebody ask me if I was running for Secretary of State of the country, and I explained it's the same title but a very different job. There's no foreign policy involved in the Oregon Secretary of State's office. This is an elected office. It has a few core responsibilities, probably most prominently around elections. We've got a lot of things that are great about elections in Oregon. We've made it just about as easy as it can be, but people still have to choose to vote. And so I think it's really essential that we focus on making sure that we're not letting anybody intimidate or threaten people who are voting or carrying out elections, that we defend the unusual step we've taken in Oregon to have all our elections done by mail. We just passed the 25th anniversary of Oregon becoming the first state to do that, and people love it. Secretary of State is also the auditor for the state, making sure that taxpayer dollars are spent well and effectively, and that agencies and programs are operating appropriately. And it's the place where every business registers in Oregon. So we have an opportunity to help the next entrepreneur launch successfully and existing Oregon businesses succeed. So I think it's really important. While I've been treasurer, we've had four secretaries of state. So having some stability and professionalism in that office, I think, is going to be really important. And I'm going to be focused on bringing the lessons from the treasury to the Secretary of State's office.
Give us an idea of where you see sports fitting in the ecosystem of our state and the business and the way of life that we have.
We've got such opportunities in Oregon, and I think beyond the economics, and we could talk about those for quite a long time too. I think it is one of those places where we remember who we are as people before we put on our political jerseys. I remember at one point, it may have been talking with you or somebody else, I was asked, when was the moment you really felt like COVID was over? And it wasn't hard for me to answer that question. I have this distinct memory of when our son went onto the soccer practice field for the first time, and the delighted shrieks of elementary students and those athletes seeing each other and interacting for the first time in a long time in that way. It's harder to succumb to sort of one-dimensional caricatures of people that you've stood beside and rooted with or rooted against on the sidelines, and whether that's the youngest soccer players or a high school basketball game or something else, and the power that has to unite communities, whether it's just groups of people or geographic communities, is really easy to overlook. And all these other places where forces are trying to divide us, we should look for those places that allow us to remember that we're Oregonians first before we're anything else.
Tobias Reid is with us. Heading back to Moda Center to check out the regional. What'd you make of the three-point line fiasco? And I hope the country doesn't blame it on Portland.
No, I hope so. We're not blamed for it. I think we should take a lesson from some really talented student athletes and coaches who were confronted with something they weren't planning on and figured out how to adapt and played a great game besides it.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. There was some adversity there. It won't be the first time in anybody's life that you're going to have a setback or have to deal with something that's less than ideal. even if it shouldn't happen. All right, well, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for USC? You guys rooting for UConn? What are you rooting for?
I think I'm rooting. I mean, I want to be regionally loyal, but it's also kind of a sad moment because it's, you know, one of the last times we're going to see a Pac-12 team, yeah. You know, a refugee, I suppose, in that sense. So on the other hand, as our daughter pointed out, this is the last college game in the Moda Center this year. So we may just root for overtime and see if we how long we can prolong it.
I love that. All right. I appreciate you joining us. Good luck to you
Thank
in the
you.
Upcoming, you know, we call it a primary. Primary, Secretary of State will be on your ballot. Tobias Reed, you know the name. You've heard him now. You know him a little bit. You know, it's interesting, too, Tobias, like when you go out and you're campaigning and you're talking to people, like part of it is just connecting with people, with individual people and letting them know what you're about. Because I think so much when we see names on a ballot, we just want to. We want to know that we trust this person and we think this person's going to do right by the state.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And people sometimes ask me about that in the context of this race. And all I say is, look, you got 7 years of me as state treasurer. So there's a good amount of data there, but fundamentally, I'm like most people around here. I want to make sure our kids have a better life. I want to make sure our community is on the right track. And I'm fortunate to be in a position to try to contribute to that in this way and hope to earn people's support.
We have a good idea on this show that was launched last week. We were talking about name, image, likeness, and this may be very low priority for the state of Oregon, but we were thinking about, you know, Peter Courtney, the former president of the state Senate, had come on this show, and he had got behind a bill. I think it was in his final legislative session. He was pushing a bill to legalize wagering on college sporting events. And his idea was to use the revenue from that, would have been hundreds of millions of dollars, to fund scholarships for students who maybe couldn't otherwise afford college, which I thought was a great idea. Well, he never got traction with the bill. Unfortunately, he's out. But how about this? How about if that same bill that legalizes gambling for college sporting events also funds Oregon and Oregon State and Portland State and other state colleges? It maybe it pours into their NIL coffers.
You know, I really like the idea of making sure that people have access to all the lessons that can be learned outside of the classroom on a court, on a field, on a river, all of those opportunities. What worries me right now, and I'm sure this is something we can talk about for a long time too, is just having a clear sense of where college sports is going. There's so much upheaval, so many things, whether it's name, image, and likeness or all the reshuffling of conferences, and we haven't even said anything about any athletics below the D1 level. I want to make sure we have a sense of where that's all going as well. And, yeah, we got to make sure that more people have access to participation in college and below too. There's not nearly enough at the youth level in my mind either.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of it is tied to, do you have the finances or do mom and dad have the finances? And if they don't,
right.
Guess what? You might not be playing. You might not have
right.
access. All right. Tobias Reed.
Right.
He is our state treasurer running for Secretary of State. I wish you the best. Have fun at the game.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Right. There he goes. He's off to Moda Center. Steven, does he have your vote?
He's got my vote. He locked it in today. Just, you know, come on the show and act like you know what you're talking about. That's all you need out of me.
Talk some sports with us for a little
bit. Yeah, that's all I want. I just want you to talk some sports with my government people. So, yeah, I got my vote.
I was standing with him on the 100 level at Moda Center yesterday and just talking about, you know, the games and the scene and whatever. And it was just interesting to me. And I kind of forget he's running for office, but he has people coming up, shaking his hand, kind of talking with him, and you know he's got to be on, you know he's got to, you know he's running for office, he's going to be on the ballot. And some of this is like I got to be honest, like I take it very seriously that I have a vote. Okay, I take it very seriously. I take my ballot out, I try to educate myself on the issues and who's running and who are these people, and I ask questions and I'll reach out to other people who I think are smarter than me, and I go, okay, what is a vote for this or this person mean, or what do you think of this? And I do that as the election and the primaries come around. But I think sometimes it's as simple as name recognition for some folks, where they're just looking for a name that they recognize and know. And now you've heard Tobias Reed, who is running for Secretary of State, who came on the show. So at least you know somebody. All right, leave it here. You got the VIP.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.